My name is Melissa. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from pride and fear of man. Hi, great to be here with you guys. I was born into a loving and very protective family. I was fortunate to attend a small private Christian school for 14 years where godly teachers invested in my education and spiritual life. I came to know Christ at a young age and grew in the truths of the gospel as I matured in my adolescent years. As far back as I can remember, I sought to keep the peace in my family and avoided conflict no matter the cost. I felt responsible for others' moods, feelings, and emotions, which I quickly learned at Regen is called codependency. I still catch myself performing in an attempt to not let others down and try to meet expectations placed on me by others or even myself. I have always identified with how others describe me, like good, sweet, or friendly. For many years, I found identity in my reputation. I've heard it called reputation worship. I couldn't fathom being truly authentic about my sin struggles because I needed to maintain my good girl image. All the way through college, I had amazing playgrounds and playmates, as we refer to forms of community here at Regen. My faith was never truly tested until I began my career as a flight attendant. The airline industry was a culture shock that first year. Little did I know how the Lord would purge and sift my heart of idols through the early years of my job. He still does this. Sex and dating looked like I thought it should for most of my life, which for a small-town Christian girl meant waiting. Waiting for the right guy and waiting for sex. Without physically isolating from my community here at Watermark, I isolated in my heart, spiritually and emotionally. I grew impatient, and I wondered how life might look by stepping outside my convictions. I believed lies that what the world could offer me was better than Christ. I had given speeches on abstinence in high school and helped lead an all-girls Bible study centered around purity in college. I prided myself on my true love weights ring, yet I still found myself in an impure relationship with a coworker. I justified my actions because I thought he was the one. The relationship turned into an engagement, which eventually turned into a called-off wedding. I set my expectation of how a man in my life should look. He became untrue to himself while seeking to meet my standards. Unfortunately, our combined immaturity was a recipe for disaster. Following the breakup, naturally, I was mortified. This did not fit into my plan or my idea of what I thought my life should look like. I sank into swings of depression and emotional reactions I didn't know I was capable of. That's putting it nicely. My workplace, where I spent most of my time, felt vulnerable. Food, alcohol, pornography, masturbation, and inappropriate interactions with other men became false forms of comfort and coping mechanisms. I turned to what I believed would soothe my aching heart. I was convinced I could heal myself and outrun the storm. I also hunted the opinion of others at every turn for validation and approval. Everyone close to me, including coworkers, became idols as I sought comfort and understanding from them instead of God. I first attempted Regen in 2015 after calling off the wedding, but we were still in contact, and I struggled to accept that the relationship was truly over. This proved detrimental spiritually, emotionally, and physically. I lost weight, cried daily for months, and felt bogged down with the weight of heartache that left me feeling hopeless. Embarrassed in front of strangers, I cried in groundwork every week. I shamed myself for not having a real problem. I'll never forget my first night at Regen. The sweet lady who led pulled me aside to let me know that her daughter had experienced a broken engagement as well and survived. I can laugh about this now because it is survivable, but Satan tells us we're the only one in our pain and no one else could possibly understand. I found comfort in knowing I wasn't the only one and quickly learned many of us struggle with similar things. This was one of the first tastes of the sweetness of Christ on this recovery journey that has truly just gotten sweeter. After finally releasing my white-knuckled grip, the Lord made the necessity of breaking contact apparent. I could see how I had made my former fiancé, marriage, and my broken dreams idols in my life. I had placed them before Christ and everything else. I was worn out trying to control my life and chart my own course. In January 2017, my community group decided to choose words for the year. Begrudgingly, I said, "I have no idea." My friend and now co-leader Catherine said, "How about regeneration?" I took the hint. I started back in a better frame of mind. It was still difficult, but God placed women in my life who encouraged me. I practically did cartwheels when I got the email to enter a step group. James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." There's no other way to explain it, except that as I fixed my eyes on Christ, he healed my heart. God used these steps, and their impact has been transformational. Step 4 inventory showed me patterns in my sexual conduct, heart issues of self-will, self-righteousness, and a victim mentality. I stress ate Chick-fil-A and Cheetos before confessing my inventory in step 5, but it is one of the most freeing things I've ever done, truly. It changed my relationship with my community group. I became fully known for the first time in my life, yet still fully loved. Instead of drowning out the noise with whatever felt good, step 6 helped me make a plan for repentance. Forgive, step 8, was also pivotal. I let go of resentments by releasing them to God. What felt more crippling, though, was realizing the harm I had caused others and the heartache I brought on myself. I wasn't allowing myself to accept Christ's forgiveness for the things that I had done. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." I don't have to work, strive, or perform to be accepted or forgiven, and neither do you, friends. Because of Christ, today my life is different. Instead of having a victim mentality like every country song that seems to point the finger outward at others, I look inside myself, understanding that my sin isn't any different. I'm not good apart from Christ. All sin separates us from God and falls under the definition of missing the mark. Regarding dating, I have a renewed sense of how to treat my brothers in Christ and how I should be treated as a daughter of the King. I mentioned earlier finding identity in my reputation and how others saw me. This inhibited me from practicing the spiritual discipline of confession because I worshiped this ideal image I thought I was creating. I believed if I was honest about my struggles, I wouldn't be accepted. In reality, I was met with compassion, grace, and mercy, and thus started to see the healing begin. Confessing sin to God and to another believer frequently was a key element missing from my life. It's been the most life-changing thing I learned to implement through Regen. Now I realize my worth, value, and identity are completely found in Christ. This simple truth has become the catalyst to living authentically because I know I'm not defined by my sin or struggles. Instead of carrying guilt for my past mistakes and shame from a broken relationship, God shifted my heart to a victor mentality. It's not uncommon for me to still want to follow my heart, think I know best, or look to things apart from Christ to satisfy me, but I'm reminded of the deep love of the Father who sent his Son to earth for me, died in my place, took on the death I deserved, and gave me life and a relationship with him. He is enough for me. He bore my sin and shame, and there's nothing I have done or could ever do to deserve this. It's a free gift that gives me hope in eternal life, getting to spend forever in heaven with Jesus, and hope because he says, "Come to me when you're weary, and I will carry your burden." Clinging to these truths helped me not forsake my first love and keep in perspective who Jesus is, not just what he can do for me. Community has a large impact on my life and on this recovery journey. They physically held me when I was weak. After a particularly rough night, they set up a 3-way call. Haven't done that since 7th grade. And then were by my side 2 years later as I finished step 12. Getting to help shepherd a group of women with my co-leader, Catherine, is a gift. It's humbling to get a front row seat to God's unending love, power, redemption, healing, and faithfulness. Getting to run after the same things with like-minded women is like none other. Fighting for purity is easier because we're pursuing it together. Many a night here at Regen, I've heard testimonies from guys and girls alike who say, remember that guy or girl I mentioned at the beginning of this story? Well, we reconciled or we're married now. Praise God for this. We serve a God of reconciliation. As much as I wanted my situation to wrap up in a perfectly knotted, neat bow, that's not how my story ends. However, he has taught me and still teaches me to long for something better. Marriage isn't the ultimate. In fact, nothing we pursue outside of Christ will satisfy our hearts like him. If I can encourage you with one thing, it would be to tell you it's okay if your story isn't where you want it right now. Just say yes to God. A yes to God will always end in joy and peace. Don't be afraid to take a searching look at your life. Since I no longer live in hiding, I'm no longer a slave to my circumstances or feelings. I know where true life is found, and that's in Christ. My name is Melissa. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride and fear of man. To him be the glory.